Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Welcome along to the Sideline View, albeit a little bit fresh today after some beautiful days, but now a little bit fresh this weekend. What's the latest with Alexander Evans?
He's racing in the Tour of the Basque Country in Spain, and he's still racing pretty well. He's learning. It's a really big learning curve, this race, because it's got the best riders in the world in it, like the guys that were first and second in the Tour de France. They're battling for the podium today, Pedacha and Primoz Roglic. So you won't get a better lineup than what's in that race except for the Tour de France. So there's some huge stars. And that's probably Alexander's biggest race. I reckon it's his biggest test. And he's finding it a bit tough, but he's still there, which is particularly meritorious to the young fella. Like, it's very hard learning, and especially for a youngster from Bendigo riding against the guys that dominated the Tour de France. But we're very proud of him. And that'll finish probably today or tomorrow, and he's still in there, so good.
Yeah, fair play to him. I mean, as we've mentioned before, when it comes to cycling, I'm not the best, but, you know, if you get in there and have a go, you know, that's good enough for us. A name very close to your heart, Connor Senns.
Yeah, Connor's doing pretty well. He's based over in Italy with Zappi Racing, and he's riding in a race next week called Strada Bianca. That's a big test for Connor. Like, all these young kids are learning. And it's just hard to get there. Like, you know, I coach kids and everybody wants to go and race overseas, but it's a really tough gig. And I was talking yesterday to my family about how many people from Bendigo have actually made it to the top. And there's only about half a dozen people from the whole town. And, you know, this is in road cycling, professional road cycling. And there's not that many. And, so I take my hat off to Alexander for being in that World Tour team. And, of course, Chris Hamilton and Jack Hager, three Bendigo riders. But Connor's not at that level yet. He's at the under-23 level, and they're riding in the equivalent of our Australian National Road Series races in Italy. But this next one, Strada Bianca, that's going to have some big names. That's a big step up, a big test for him. So we'll do that next weekend, I reckon.
Yeah, watch with interest. Speaking of next weekend, a huge event at Chukamoama.
Yeah, that's going to be a big race up there. It's a criterium, and if you don't know what a criterium is, Daniel, that's a closed-circuit race. It's like a mini road race, like a track race with road bikes. And it actually goes around the car park at the Chukamoama Velodrome. So it's quite a good little purpose-built circuit. But there'll be no cars or traffic or dogs or anything.
Yep.
And I'm commentating that one, so it's close to my heart. But they got all grades from the kids in the morning right through to the A-grade elite men and women later on in the afternoon. So it's going to be a big day for me. And part of that doubleheader weekend is the Chukamoama Saturday, and then Sunday, Bendigo and District Cycling Club have their road classic out at Newbridge, a 55-kilometre road race out at Newbridge, so that should be well supported. So a fair bit coming up next weekend.
How popular is, from a crowd's perspective, Noel, watching the cycling? Because obviously we see in the Tour de France and all those events when, you know, crowds were allowed there, that they're huge. I mean, from a local perspective, crowds come out and have a bit of a look at the racing, don't they?
Not much. Road racing is very, very poorly attended. It's mainly family. It's just, you know, at the finish of a road race, you're going to have 20 people, to be really honest.
Oh.
But a criteria, and that'll be a little bit different because they can drive in and park their cars and watch, and they're going to go round and round in circles like track racing. Whereas the road race, they leave and they come back like 2 hours later. It's probably not really effective for watching, you know. So in all honesty, country cycling road attendance is very poor, but this criterium race should be well attended because you can go and park at the velodrome, so that'll be a bit different. And you'll see them going around every 30 seconds. That's all horses for courses. But Daniel, while we're just on one more thing about that, the big weekend coming up, the 17th and the 18th, just something that gets under my craw a little bit. Over in Casterton, there's a big race called the Wolves Weekend of Cycling, which is all put on by the Walt Smith Foundation in memory of a great man, Walt Smith. And it's dear to my heart because our shop, Den Steelers, we made the medal for the winner of the Walt Smith Casterton Road Race on the Saturday. And my younger brother, Peter Senns, from his business, he sponsors the junior road racing over there. So, you know, our family's heavily involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I was torn this year because I can't go away and be the sponsor when I was already pre-booked to go and commentate at Chukamoama. So my brother will do the presentation of the medal. But, I mean, where I'm going with this is I had a choice. But, I mean, The riders don't. They've got to go somewhere. And the Casterton weekend, Timmy Decker's bringing out the Olympic track team, and they're all racing it. So we'd be good for the locals to go to that. But in in hindsight, I guess the locals will go to Chuquamauama and Newbridge because it's closer. And the point is, I can't work out why cycling people put races on the same weekend. That's what I can't figure out. But anyway, not an ideal world, Daniel.
I tell you what, it doesn't matter what you do when it comes to scheduling of events. It is a tough job, but I tell you what, fair play to them. But as you said, you know, let's see if we can work out maybe one day and have, what's the word? Communication. That's the one we're looking for. Hey, Noel, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. Let's catch up next week and find out how Alexander and Connor goes. And we'll also once again talk about the event at Chuquamauama.
Thank you very much, Daniel. Have a good weekend.